Okay, back to Hilchos Shabbos. Yesterday we were learning about the concept of Psik Reisha coming up. Okay, Psik Reisha is like, even though you're unintentional, but the Psik Reisha makes it intentional. And we also learned, yesterday we were also learning, it has to be, it's called Miskayim. It has to be something that lasts. So that only applies, by the way, to certain Malachis. Like, for instance, plowing, planting, shechita, yeshechta is not going to last. I mean, like, the malach is done in a second. So because the whole malach is done in a second, so then, even if it doesn't last, I mean, the shechita, the animal's dead. But for instance, for many, like, tying a knot, it has to be a permanent knot. Weaving, building, writing, coloring, you know, sewing, it has to be, to be chayav on Shabbos, it has to be a completely durable malacha that lasts for an extended period of time. So he said, if you write in the air, well, that's nothing. That's even allowed l'chatchila. But to write on a car window, on a window or whatever, is rabbinically forbidden, but it's not biblically forbidden because it's not permanent. It doesn't last for a long time. Okay, next is like this. Every malacha, when it comes to Shabbos, has an amount, how much you need to do it to be biblically chayiv. For instance, carrying, there's X amount that you have to carry to be chayiv. Or writing, let's say, you have to write two letters. You write one letter, it's not, you're not chayiv, because the amount is two letters. Even all the malachas, the plowing is X amount, and all cooking, what?
One letter.
Okay, no, we're going to come to that in a second. Very good point. 1 second. Now, if somebody does less than a shiur, for instance, let's speak, forget about Shabbos a second. Torah says you're not allowed to eat chazir. Okay? So, if you eat chazir, the Torah says you get malchus, you get lashes. Now, how much chazir do you have to eat to get lashes? So there's a din, the kazayas. You have to eat an ounce. You eat an ounce, you coming back?
No.
Mm.
They'll leave or they come back?
They're not coming back. Okay, the din of kazayas is, let's say, an ounce. If somebody, okay, so now what's the din if somebody eats a half an ounce? Forget Shabbos for a minute. You eat chazer, you know, you eat an ounce, you get lashes. What happens if somebody eats a half an ounce? So obviously you can't get lashes because you didn't eat enough. So that's what's called chotzi shiur. Chotzi shiur means half of the amount. There's a famous argument in the Gemara Yuma between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says, chotzi shiur, now the question is, okay, half an ounce of pig, is that biblically forbidden or rabbinically forbidden? So Rabbi Yechanan holds, chotzi shiur asim min ha-Torah. It's biblically forbidden. So if somebody eats a half an ounce of pig, you can't get malchus because you didn't eat enough, but it's still biblically forbidden. You did a biblical sin. Rish Lakish holds, no, chotzi shiur mutter min ha-Torah. Biblically, it's not forbidden. Rabbinically, you're not allowed to do it. But biblically, it's not forbidden. So we know the rule is, everybody paskens like Rabbi Yechanan, that chotzi shiur asim min ha-Torah, but it's biblically forbidden. But you can't get punished for it because you didn't eat enough of it.
You cannot
get punished for it because you didn't eat enough. By the way, according to Hasidus, certain times it's worse. Why is it worse? Because punishment is a cleansing. So if I eat up an ounce of pig and I get lashes, so at least I cleansed. Half an ounce, I committed a biblical sin and I'm not getting cleansed. So that could be even worse. But halachically, that's the thing. Okay, now, by Shabbos, there's also a concept of chotzi shiur, half of the amount, for instance. The easiest example of this is writing. We learned writing, you need to write two letters. What happens if somebody writes one letter? Not two letters. He writes one letter. So then the din is, because it's half the amount, is biblically forbidden. So therefore, but you can't get stoned. You can't get, you don't bring a carbon. You don't get lashes. You don't get cars. Because,
Is it biblically forbidden or
biblically? No, the halacha is half the amount is biblically forbidden.
Oh,
that's like Rabbi Yochanan holds. So therefore, according to the halacha, if somebody writes one letter, they transgressed Shabbos biblically, but they can't get punished for it. Sometimes there's a concept called half of a melacha. Half of a melacha. Not half of the shear. In other words, like this. When you write, writing is writing. Okay? I write one letter, two letters, 10 letters. It's writing. So I'm doing writing. Even when I write one letter, I wrote. I didn't write enough. So that's biblically forbidden. But what happens if a melacha entails two parts or three parts, and I do one of the, or the two out of the three or one out of the three, then I didn't do what's called half the amount. I did half of the melacha, and that's rabbinically forbidden. For instance, the very simple example of that is carrying. Okay? Now, carrying involved three parts. What's called Akira, Hotzah, and Hanacha. That means in English is, Akira means picking it up, carrying it out, and putting it down. That's the three steps of the Melacha. Now, if I pick it up in my house, stick it out the window, and somebody else comes and takes it from me, so I did two-thirds. I picked it up and carried it out through the window, but the other guy did the last third of putting it down. Okay? Or if, there's a lot of similar cases, even with, 1 second. So then, the din is, that's called chatzi melacha. So because I didn't, see, in other words, like this, when I do the whole thing, just not enough, that's biblically forbidden. But when I do half of the melacha, so then it's rabbinically forbidden.
One third?
Same thing, one third, two thirds, as long as you didn't do the whole thing.
Well, let's say a person wanted to bake bread and he didn't finish one of the steps to. Is that chatzi melacha?
No, that would be, yeah, because if somebody. I'll give you an example the Gemara talks about. I don't want to keep Shabbos, okay? God forbid. I want to bake bread on Shabbos, okay? So I set the oven, let's say, to, 400 degrees, and it takes an hour to bake the challah. Let's say, right? So I put the oven, no, the oven's on already, because if not, I'll be sinning just lighting and making a fire. The oven's on. I take dough, put it into the oven. As far as I'm concerned, I want to bake the whole thing. Problem is, half an hour later, somebody came and took the bread out of the oven. So it never baked. I wouldn't be biblically punishable for Shabbos.
Even though you did the other two steps.
Well, I did one step, I put it into the oven to bake, but it never baked.
What if it's
Again, writing, I'm doing the whole writing, just not enough. Baking is when the bread becomes baked. Otherwise, it's half of the job.
What if it got baked, but somebody else took it up? It got baked.
So what's the problem then?
So it still is.
So then the guy desecrated Shabbos for baking.
For baking.
Yeah. So then there's still a problem. So therefore, like this. Half a melacha. Okay, anyway. So, let's say for argument, it takes an hour to bake the bread. But the guy wanted to bake it for an hour and a half. And after an hour, somebody took it out of the oven. then he would be chayv anyway, because the fact is, it got baked. It got baked. Even though his intent was to bake it for an hour and a half, it doesn't matter. To give an example of this. On Shabbos, again, two letters make you chayv. What happens if I want to write a whole sentence? That's what I want to write a whole sentence. Or the classic example, the Gemara says, I want to write the name Shimon. Okay? Shimon is Shin Mem Ayin Vav Nun. Shin Mem Ayin Vav Nun. Five letters. I wanted to write Shimon, but I only ended up writing Shin Mem. So even though my intent wasn't fulfilled, but I wanted to write, and I did writing. So then you'd be biblically chayv with stoning and chorus and the whole thing.
Because you wrote the name Shen?
No, because I wrote two letters. I wrote two letters. Writing is two letters.
So it's not the fact that your intention was to write five letters. It's just the fact that you wrote two letters. Right?
Because why my intent wasn't fulfilled. But the fact is, I wanted to write. As soon as the amount of writing that obligates me is, it's done. I'll give you another example. In Rishus Rabim, public domain, you're allowed to carry up to four amos. That once you carry four amos, biblically, it's stoning the words. Yep. So I wanted to throw a ball eight amos. The ball, somebody caught the ball, you know, somebody... Whatever, the wind came and it blew the ball, and I didn't go to 8 amos, but it went 4 amos. So then I would be chayiv. Why? I wanted to throw. Throwing is 4 amos. I threw 4 amos. You know what I mean? It's like saying, okay, a guy wants to drive from here to New York. So even if I get to Vegas, it's not what my intent was. So therefore, it's not driving a Shabbos. It is.
Why is intention mentioned? In Sidbat, intention is very important.
Because it has to be by Shabbos, Melachos Machshavos. Torah learns a special thing by Shabbos. It has to have what your intent was. But again, if your intent was to write, and your intent was to write 10 letters, and you wrote 3 letters, you're still chayiv. Because your intent was to write, that happened. Your writing wasn't, the intent of writing happened. But you're going to be chayiv for it.
If it's unintentional, he gets to make a korban?
No, unintentional, what does that mean? He didn't know.
Someone knocked his head over.
That's not even shayga. That's misasik. Unintentional means, it's hard to say. Let's say that I thought there was no ink in the pen. I thought there was no ink in the pen. So I took the pen and there's ink in it. That would probably be chayiv on Shabbos.
It's also muksa, no?
Yeah, but that's rabbinic. You're right. Muksa, not... It's muksa. Okay. We have a minion in the room? I know, but I have to go.